48. A timely burst of anger. It was clear to Octavia that they were very lost. They'd climbed back down into the tunnels, hoping to find the route Dr. Hyde had taken, but the tunnels underneath the cave went off in every direction, except back towards anything that might be below the quartz prison room. And the longer it took, the more intensely she could feel Modo's growing anger. When he slammed his fist into a beam, she said, "You are a trained agent. Calm yourself." Part of her wanted to laugh. She sounded just like old Mr. Socrates. But Modo was becoming unhinged with rage.
"I am calm," he spat.
But when they came upon three white-coated men, he chased them down and began throwing them around. It was like watching a hound tear into cornered rabbits.
"Stop!"
she shouted. Within seconds, they were all unconscious on the floor.
"Take a moment and think," Octavia said,
pushing him into a corner.
"We could have questioned them. What am I doing?"
He looked at his fists.
"How do we find Hyde? Maybe these tunnels don't join up with any routes below the cave. We could go back to the surface and look for another entrance. But I'm certain we are close."
He pulled out his compass and stared at it.
"This is west. The tunnel led west. We must be right next to it."
He slipped the compass back in his pocket and slammed his fists against the wall until he fell, exhausted, against it.
"No,"
he said, and began bashing at it again. He had lost all discipline. She grabbed him by his shoulder and said urgently,
"Modo, Modo, we're doing the best that we can,"
as earth and stone fell around them.
"Getting all bullish won't help." "I'm sorry, Tavia. I'm just so tired of holding back. All these thoughts running around in my head."
He let out what might have been a sob and slumped against the wall. There was a rumble and a crack, then a swoosh of damp dirt as the stone wall collapsed under his weight. Modo fell right through it onto his side, but Octavia jumped over him and through the hole, her hand on her saber. Bright light burned her eyes. They were in a hallway lined with marble walls, ceiling and floors. It was lit by electric lights and, thankfully, was deserted.
"See? It pays to get really angry once in a while."
Modo stood up and began jogging down the hall, Octavia a few feet behind him. She checked her compass. They were travelling towards the palace, were perhaps already beneath it. In a few minutes, the marble walls turned to wooden panels covered with paintings of scenes incorporating mythological heroes and monsters. One was of a man tied to a rock, another of a giant holding up the world. A third depicted a man clenching the severed head of a woman with snakes for hair. The next chamber was populated with an army of bronze and marble statues. Men were throwing discs, sitting on thrones, holding spears, while women grasped vases or children or fixed their hair. Most were naked. If Octavia hadn't grown up in Seven Dials, she might have blushed. Modo rushed up to a wide door covered with ornate carvings.
"Don't just yank it open," she whispered.
He peeked through the keyhole.
"Another hallway," he said. "No sign of, Hyde."
The door slowly swung open.